A Senate inquiry into youth justice and incarceration will hold a second day of public hearings in Perth today with a focus on the overrepresentation of First Nations children. One thing it's looking at is whether the policies and practices of states and territories put Australia at odds with its international human rights obligations. Testimony heard in Melbourne on Monday is adding to calls for federal intervention and the establishment of minimum national standards. Naomi Bellingham is a senior legal policy advisor at the Federation of Community Legal Centres.
We know that the child protection system is a pipeline into youth justice and that states and territories are not doing enough in those spaces. We would say that there are federal levers, particularly under Closing the Gap and Target 12, that the Commonwealth can and should be using to ensure that states and territories are both ensuring that the rates of First Nations children in youth justice incarceration is actually being reduced, and the number of First Nations children being removed is also decreasing, because what we are seeing at the moment is the opposite.
The inquiry is due to report on March 31st.